Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham right here in the operations area where our hurricane specialists continuously watch the tropics. On the NHC clock, it is 12 o'clock Eastern. Time for your update on Tropical Storm Florence. Let's look at the latest information. The problem still remains that we're not moving very fast. The latest information is still west at only 2 miles an hour, which means we're continuously having some problems. So remember, the center over here moving only 2 miles an hour means that this entire area is only moving out of that region at 2 miles an hour. The storms may look fast, but the actual area is actually raining over the same region over and over. Places like Jacksonville, Surf City, continuously getting this heavy rainfall. And if you look out into the Atlantic, a lot more to come. Notice it's not stopping. So you got more moisture coming in, more rain, and that's going to continue for the remainder of the day. So it's really making a situation that's already bad even worse. Notice some wiggly lines in here with some of these storms, and really what that's trying to indicate is some of those could produce some tornadoes. So we actually got a tornado watch in this region, and that could be also another danger. That speed is definitely slow, and the latest forecast still indicating not much movement forward. So we look at our current position today, and then we look at tomorrow morning. This is Sunday at 8 o'clock. Notice that's not a lot of real estate moving through South Carolina and onto the kind of state line between North Carolina and Tennessee. Very slow. You're not moving very fast. And finally, we'll have a system come out of the Great Lakes and pull this, the old remnants of the system, on out of here. But in the meantime, a lot of rain continuing this this threat of the rainfall and also the gusty winds. As you can see, the extent of some of those winds extend far from the center. So let's talk about those impacts, because that's really what we've been talking about. Rain already on the same area over and over. This is an indication from the radar, also taking in the rain gauges and correcting some of that data. This is the best estimate that we have for the rain that's occurred so far. You can see some of the high rainfall totals right around where the center has been, but look where these rain bands are. These stripes here really indicate where the heaviest rain has been. That's right along those rain bands. And we have some areas repetitively hit around Surf City. This region, we're indicating 20 to 30 inches of rain, and we just got a rain gauge not too long ago, over 30 inches of rainfall. So when you talk about how much rain has already fallen, here's the problem. It's not done yet. So this is rain yet to come, additional inches of rain. And some of those same areas where you have those rain bands come in could see an additional 15 to 20 inches of rain, which is taking a bad situation and definitely making it worse. But here's the other situation. With time throughout this weekend and early next week, this rain will slowly progress inland. And you can still see an area 10 to 15 inches of rain there in red. In orange, 6 to 10 inches of rain. So Charlotte, getting into Virginia, getting into the mountains of portions of North Carolina. Look, it could be a lot of rain in these areas. And depending on the track, some of these higher amounts could slide in different directions depending on that track. So dangerous flash flooding situation for some. And that's what we really got to pay attention to going into this weekend. So even if you haven't had rain yet, it's still to come in the mountains. And that's where we get some of our flash flooding. So it's important to have ways to get the warnings throughout the entire weekend. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center's operations area.